I think so. I think we put in a lot of hard work for these first couple of OTAs. I know we still have a lot of work to do. We've been getting a lot of good classroom work in after practice, just making sure we do the extra stuff to try to be prepared when we come out here so we can execute.
New defense, that's in a way probably nerve-wracking but also exciting too, isn't it?
It is. It is. I think we're doing some fun things within our defense, and I know the guys are excited about that. So when we get out there, we try to practice with enthusiasm. We try to execute so we can make sure that we can run as many plays as the coach wants to call. And it gives us options on Sundays.
Why was it so important for you to stay here? Because it was much talked about that you did take somewhat of a pay cut to mm-hmm. stay with this team. Why did you do that, and why was it important to do that?
Well, for me, I just wanted to come back and have the opportunity to compete and go out and prove that I am the player that they thought that I was when they brought me in here. You know, I feel like the fans deserve, you know, to see me come back and to produce for the team. I want to help the team win. And I also love the players that were here. So I feel like we've got something started that's pretty good, and it can be special. So it's really just up to us to go out there and put a good product on the field and give the fans what they deserve, because they've been so supportive and loyal. That's really, in my opinion, what it's all about. I didn't feel like going to any other team. I like the city of Nashville. I like the fans here, and I feel like we can win games here.
You've certainly had a lot of nice moments in Two-Tone Blue, and then there are probably some games where you would have liked to have had better performances. How would you kind of overall view your performance so far as a Titan?
Mm-hmm. I would say it could be better. I think there were some things, like you said, that I did well. Obviously, I would like to increase the sack total. That's what I was brought in here for. So I think for most guys, they want to get up into the double digits, you know. So I was there once. I've been trying to get back, and hopefully this year is that year. But I'm just working hard with my teammates and doing what the coaches are asking me. If I do what they tell me to do and play hard, I feel like everything will work itself out.
Last year, Jarrell Casey set a goal of 18 sacks. Do you try to set a personal goal?
I do, but I won't mention it.
It's not 18?
Oh, I mean, I can't. I won't say. But obviously, the goal is to get as many as you can. I won't tell you the number, but you want to get as many as you can. I think everybody's doing a great job of picking up the defense. We've been putting in extra time off the field in the classroom, going over what we practice, making sure that we get the corrections made if we've made mistakes. And we still have a lot of work to do, but the guys are, you know, attacking this with enthusiasm. And I believe if we keep at it the way that we are and keep on the pace that we're at, I think we will give our chances. Well, sorry, but we'll give ourselves a chance to be successful.
And then last one, Coach mentioned intensity was a word that really struck through today. He was really pleased with that. Mm-hmm. Where does the intensity level out there rate from past OTA sessions that you've participated in?
Well, I just think we've got guys who realize that we have an opportunity to do something special here, and we want to take advantage of that. We don't want to waste opportunities, because you only get so many. So every time we're out there, we basically have to try to take advantage of that and make sure there's no wasted opportunities.